The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome into the Lotus Place tonight on Wednesday, April 27th. This month has simply flown by. Oh my goodness, it's unreal. We already at the end of the month. It's unbelievable. Going right on into May, and I tell you, here in Houston, it felt like hotter than July. Today it was just sweltering. Another hot day in Houston after the storm, after the darn flood we had here. But welcome in. We're glad you're here with us tonight here at the Lotus Place on Black Talk Radio Network. And please go onto the webpage and contribute to Black Talk Radio Network, Black Talk Media Project, so that we can keep bringing you all of these beautiful, awesome, informative broadcasts here. We want you to stay with us. And we want you to continue listening, so support Black Talk Radio. And we are here tonight, and we want you to call in 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032. And don't forget to press pound. When you press pound, we can get you right on in. If you want to share a comment, or if you have a question, we welcome that here at the Lotus Place Radio. And tonight we're picking back up on our health and healing series, Black Health and Healing. Quite often I'm in groups and we talk about how once upon a time it was just unheard of for black people to have cancer and even just these strange cancers like pancreatic cancer. So many women have this triple X breast cancer, cervical cancer. So what is causing all of these cancers? Why is there a multitude of people now afflicted with these various cancers? And we know that over the years, there have been several people that have promoted various cures for cancer. There are even diets that people promote that cure cancer. Just go into a fruit diet and increase your immune system abilities by not ingesting a lot of dairy or meat. So, therefore, we want to dig into some of this information, just delve deep into it and explore, because we want you to be happy, healthy, and wholesome, like you say, with our relationships. It's about a holistic, healthy lifestyle, just a lifestyle change. I was listening to, let me see, who is that? I'm always listening to someone on YouTube or some lecture or on some radio station, but someone spoke about how, I believe it was Dr. Layla Africa, and we'll play some clips from him tonight as well. Dr. Layla Africa speaks about how if you want to lose the fat, like around your arms, of course you can always take on some type of physical activity or exercise, like push-ups or boxing or something like that. He said, but you really should aim to work out your entire body. You know how sometimes when you join a gym, you put on the schedule, okay, on these days you're going to work out your arms and your abs and your shoulders or something like that, and then on these alternate days, then you're going to work out on your legs or your buttocks, something like that, your calves, certain muscles in your legs. Well, Dr. Layla Africa states that you should just work out your entire body as if when you are going through the asanas of yoga. You're stretching, you're moving your entire body, and you're breathing. And breathing is very important, which I'm just now really learning more about when you exercise. Because when I started with some Pilates classes, the focus was primarily on the breath. It's not like doing 60 repetitions of this and 4 sets and 60 repetitions. It's not about all of that. It's about the breathing, your breath, and stretching. That's what's important. And the different asanas or positions, they really do. It's not, yoga is really not supposed to be about trying to make your body look lean and strong and all of whatever people now in the Western world view yoga as, the purpose of engaging in yoga. Yoga is really something spiritual. It's not an exercise. It's supposed to be something spiritual for you. For your entire body, inside and out. Really helps your nervous system. I know, I love it. It helps me tremendously. So, we want to listen to a little of Dr. Layla Africa, of course, Dr. Sabi, who has developed cures for people like Lisa Lefta Lopez from TLC. He even speaks about assisting Michael Jackson, Eddie Murphy's mother, and tons of other people. He paraded a number of people in court to actually buttress what he was stating in terms of being able to heal people. So Dr. Sabia's from Honduras, and I just love hearing him speak, because you think of, say, a food like cauliflower. I've never really liked cauliflower. And Dr. Sabia speaks of what we consider vegetables like cauliflower, especially cauliflower, and even broccoli was something. I thought broccoli was just great for you. I always would have broccoli with my family. But Dr. Sabia says that cauliflower and broccoli actually are not nearly as healthy as the food industry promotes these food items to be. Speaking of food items, when you go into the grocery store, it's best, from my understanding, to shop on the outer perimeter. Notice how the produce is always on the outer perimeter, like when you come in, all around. And everything in between, those aisles in between the outer perimeter, it's something like those foods are like less than 50% really food. So it's like they're non-foods primarily. And so it's best just to shop on the outside perimeter of your grocery store. When you go in, go to the produce section. I would say even skip the dairy. There's dairy cheese, non-dairy cheese, non-dairy ice cream. Like I started having, and I'm not really a big ice cream person, but if I do want some ice cream, when I'm not craving my black walnut, and I love black walnut because I grew up on that. So we need some non-dairy black walnut ice cream. I just absolutely love that. But Breyers makes a lactose-free vanilla ice cream. And if you don't like vanilla, you can always add some cinnamon, a nutmeg to it. You can also make it fruity by adding some pineapples or peaches, strawberries, cherries, blueberries. So you can spruce it up like that. But that dairy ice cream, dairy will definitely cause, I think it's like, it becomes a brick in your chest. And that's when people end up just dying from strokes or congestive heart failure. You just got too much dairy and too much mucus. And that's one thing that Dr. Savy speaks about. The mucus is what really causes the diseases or diseases in our bodies. So let's just have a quick listen to, let me see. We didn't get to Dr. Savy much last week, so let's pick up with Dr. Savy, and then we'll get some news.
Changes. Now, this one you're going to like. This one is from the San Diego Public Health Laboratory. It says here that this man has a HIV-1 RNA 26,205. The boy was supposed to be dead at 25, right? Just go to the other page. 6 months later, he's less than 400. He was killed at 15. So anybody want to read it? Because I could be lying, because that's the way we think. But here it is. No, that's possible. I could be lying. Here, young lady. So, killing AIDS, brother and sister, look, that's the easiest thing for niggas to do. We could do more than that. Curing AIDS, to them is big thing. To us, it's nothing. You understand? But now, here is where this little cartridge comes in. Where did I put it? The blood. Nope, no good. Here it is. Blood and starch. Blood and starch. Blood and starch is going to prevent you from doing what the ants does for each other. And when it's getting ready to rain, you know what they do? All the black ants, they begin to do what? Cut the leaves and take them to their little nests. Ants doesn't eat leaves. They eat the mycelia that grows on the leaves with the temperature. They are farmers, but they provide when it rains. Red ants does the same. But we black people, we can't do that. Because when your brother showed the world that he cured AIDS, why didn't the African country jump on it? All the African people eat is blood and starch, nothing else. But that is the Africa that you and I dream about. The Africa that we want to save. The Africa that we all love. I found out that there is no president in Africa that is interested in the cure for AIDS. Not one. No, I'm sorry. Only one. I'm not going to name the country because I may jeopardize the country. Because the one thing I learned, that when you begin to talk favorably about a country or individual, they're going to soon get him. That is a fact. So I cannot talk about a country that said to Dr. Savy, whenever you want to return to Africa and begin this new empire, you have 5,000 acres of land and 6 hot springs. I don't need anything else. Hot springs? 5 hot springs with 5,000 acres of land? We could grow food. We could make the best dress. I said, sir, I am not going to come to your country unless I'm able to grow marijuana. He said, marijuana? He said, wait just a minute. He said, I can't do that. I said, well, the compounds I've been giving your nephew that was autistic, that now is talking, was marijuana. And as for you is concerned, when I came here, you weren't walking. You were dying. Now you're running up the steps in the presidency. Yes, marijuana. That's a God's product. That's not cigarette. You see what happened? My brother used to smoke cigarettes, but my brother didn't know that the tobacco that he was smoking was artificial. God didn't make that. But marijuana, God did make that. So it must have been a good reason why I was told in school that everything God made is good. Well, I know that. I live that. And I always would smoke it. for as long as I live. Why? Because I have that right. I have that right. It's not everybody that uses it, from autism to arthritis, is killed, because everything that God made is good. So as I go to Africa, all happy, I came back with my tail between my legs, because it ain't happening. It ain't gonna happen. They're not interested in that. But the one thing I noticed today and yesterday, and you may have heard it, President Clinton and Sanjay Gupta, they found the end of AIDS. How could they find the end of AIDS when they have not found the end of diabetes, the end for sickle cell, the end for any disease? But they're going to tell us that they're going to bypass these lesser diseases and jump on the major one, and they got the cure for it. I got documents to substantiate that I cure AIDS, right? So what's up? What's up? Well, I'm going to show you what's up. When I was in Zimbabwe, the Department of Health said, why do you come to us saying that you could help us? And your leaders in America didn't help you. My leaders in America? What do you mean by that? They mentioned Minister Farrakhan. I said, just a minute. I don't follow any man. I follow women. And I don't follow sick people. Because if I follow sick people, then I got to be sicker. I go to Brazil. They say, why don't you, if your leaders didn't help you, why should we? I say, my leaders, again, they brought these leaders in front of me. And they mentioned something like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. I say, oh, God. I say, why you all ask me about these people? I never knew of Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton or Oprah Winfrey promoting something that is equitably good for the black community. That's never been. What they could do is march. That I know. But why do you ask me about it? I'm asking you, why can't you incorporate this in your repertoire? You said, I have no leaders. My leader is my mama. The biggest testicles that anybody I've ever seen, they was on my mama. So don't ask me about leaders. I don't follow leaders. I never were part of that thinking. I don't need anyone to lead me someplace. So now I'm asking you, what do we do now? I cure AIDS. Are you going to call Oprah? You don't need to. She could advertise a million pieces, broken pieces, right? But that's fine. But she cannot advertise the cure for humanity. But there's one little dude that got himself in trouble. And he was totally unaware of what was going to happen. This little dude, I'm home with my wife, enjoying myself. A Sunday afternoon, looking at TV, somebody threw a rock in my window. It's Randy Jackson. What did you want? My brother want to see you. Your brother? Michael? Okay. I went. Well, he's sick as hell. Well, I treated him. And he got cured. He saw it. And he was encouraged to take me to the Rayburn Building on Capitol Hill. Oh, my God. This is going to really confound you. Michael Jackson took me to the Rayburn Building on Capitol Hill on the 31st day of March. April. No, of March. March. It was March. 31st day of March of 2004. I said, why are you taking me there? because you curate. I said, but what makes you think that they are interested in that? What makes you think that the world is interested? I don't care if it's any country in the world. They are not interested. Especially Africa. They were never interested. AIDS isn't killing Africa. Hepatitis C is killing Africa. All of West Africa is redlined for hepatitis C.
And that was a clip from Dr. Sabi from Honduras. And you are tuned in to the Lotus Place. And this is part two of our Health and Healing series. Health and Healing series so that we can be happy, healthy, and wholesome. I say hi, how are you?
Great. Thank you.
Good. How are things going there?
All things are going well. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. So tonight we're having part two of our health topic, because there's just so much information on diabetes and fibroid tumors that we could just really, really share probably for a few shows. But we'll go over this a little more, because I think that these days we have so many men, black men, that I'm noticing. I don't know if anybody else has noticed it, but it's like the more men I meet, the more I hear them say, yeah, I have diabetes, and, you know, this, and that. And that was just something that, to me, it was just unheard of coming up. I just didn't hear about a lot of black men having diabetes. I mean, I can just think of like three or four of them just right off the top of my head right now. And it's just disturbing, because I don't want our brothers to be sick and I don't want our sisters to be sick. So we want to take on a healthy lifestyle and change that so that we can live a life without being on prescription pills and sick and laid up in hospitals or on the verge of dying because we're not breathing properly. We're walking around suffocating. So we're getting ready to change that. We're getting ready to change that. Hey, I say hi. Have you heard of this? Now, I don't know. I saw this article on Countercurrent News, and the article is entitled "FBI Orders Teachers to Report Students Who Question Government."
You've seen that?
Oh, wow. Okay, so. In reading this, teachers are cautioned against young people who are poor, as well as immigrants and others who travel to suspicious countries. What's a suspicious country?
Mexico.
Mexico, maybe, was something that's considered a Muslim country, too?
Well, most people are not traveling to any place other than Mexico, that, and it's close. It's one of those real. I don't think very few people are traveling to the Muslim countries on a very regular basis that are in high school.
Oh. Hmm. And let's see. Teens are more likely to commit terrorism. The FBI's Preventing Violent Extremism in Schools guidelines, released in January, are most certainly designed to single out and target Muslim American communities. Lazier notes that the FBI cautions teachers to avoid the appearance of discrimination in carrying out the order to spy on students and report them to the Bureau. So any young person could be deemed dangerous and worthy of surveillance, especially if he, she is socioeconomically marginalized or politically outspoken. So I guess if you say question the whole teaching of Christopher Columbus discovered America, because, I mean, you just really can't say that to a lot of children these days. I mean, children on the internet now, their parents, some of their parents a little more savvy with the historical occurrences and incidents. So you just can't really say that kind of stuff in school today, I don't think. I mean, I hear about some young people questioning that, what was it like when you were in the school system? Were children beginning to question that, or did they even still teach that?
Even the middle school children in sixth grade and that sort of thing, because they have been, and it doesn't come from even necessarily their families, but because you have so much media now, and some of the children are very savvy, and they go on and they look up stuff on their own, and they find out a lot of research.
They do. Mm-hmm. And the children today, Brother Dick Rigger speaks about this. You have a lot of these crystal children, and they're highly intelligent, and some people may consider them autistic and consider it a disability, but these children are very in tune, and they are very, very smart. And I just don't see students just accepting anything, and I'm afraid to start hearing more stories about what may happen if this is really true, that now teachers, and it goes on, I believe in this particular article, to say that the children are also, students are also asked to report teachers. And, you know, there have been some sci-fi movies that play out this whole little scene of children reporting on parents and adults and all this crazy Big Brother stuff. You can't do this, can't think, not supposed to have any feelings. Everybody just supposed to walk around like a robot. And that's just not a good place. I don't think that this is the way that we're supposed to be living. You're supposed to care about people. So all of this, I'm not liking this whole Dr. Spy stuff going on here. So I think we should be free. You should be free to question if you have a question about something, because we have been fed a pack of lies, and the children know it, and people know it. So,
right.
People are questioning this. People read. There's the internet now. That's why they say in the age of the internet, there's no reason to be ignorant. Not about too many things. Try to find that out. Try to look it up. If you hear somebody say something you don't know anything about, sounds like you should know something about it, all you got to do is Google it. Just Google it. So, now, we didn't get a chance to talk about this story, and I did want to mention this, but with the whole tragic passing of Prince, that just, my goodness, that just shook the nation and the world, I believe. A young lady, and peace be upon him. Oh my goodness. I just still can't get over that. A young lady, 19 years of age, one of the young ladies that filed the report or filed the lawsuit against based on the poison of the water in Flint, Michigan, was found murdered, her and another young lady. And so much of this is happening, and it's not always one of the hot topics in the so-called mainstream media. But I want to, I'm trying to pull this young lady's name up. I want us to keep this in mind, because this is very suspicious, and I can't believe that more is not being said about this, because clearly this lady was murdered because of this lawsuit. I just have a feeling, because I don't know, maybe I've seen too much TV in my lifetime, but this just feels very, very strange. This is very strange. This young lady, but because people are bumped off and they're filing lawsuits, or they become a whistleblower about something.
And that's so right, and even whistleblowers, yeah. Mm-hmm. And even it's documented, even that some of the people who are, what do you say, journalists that are doing their jobs as journalists, they end up dead too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And as you mentioned the other night, so many of these alternative health doctors, they're being coming up missing and dead. Suspiciously another one was cleaning his gun, like a pastor in North Carolina. I read about one of these alternative health doctors was found dead because they were cleaning their gun. And of course, his wife said that he was an excellent marksman. So there's no way that he could have done that.
So you saw that about, yeah.
Okay, so let me.
Well, that baby's name was Sasha Ivana Bell.
Sasha, okay. The woman in leading Flint water crisis lawsuit slain in twin killing. So they killed a person that was there to witness. They're saying a suspect has been charged with the killing. Somebody's taking the fall for it. Somebody they set up to take the fall for it. They probably paid their family off, paid some bills for their family, and told them to take the fall for it. I don't trust these people. Not one bit. A woman at the center of a bellwether Flint water crisis lawsuit was one of two women who were shot to death inside a townhouse earlier this week. Now, this article is dated April 21st. Okay, updated April 27. Okay. Who wrote this article? Gary Riley. Gary Riley. Okay. Bell was found dead April 19th in the 2600 block of Ridgecrest Drive at the Ridgecrest Village Townhouses. Socorro Renee Reed was also found shot to death in the home. An unarmed one-year-old child was also found inside the Ridgecrest home when Bell's body was discovered and taken into custody by Child Protective Services. Now, that's terrible that they killed a woman in front of her baby. Police declined to confirm if it was Bell's child discovered in the home. Sasha was a lovely young woman who cared deeply for her family, especially for her young child. Her tragic and senseless death has created a void in the lives of so many people. Bell's case was one of 64 lawsuits filed on behalf of 144 children by Stern firm, New York-based Levy Huntingsburg, and Flint-based Robinson Carter and Crawford. You're listening to The Lotus Place, and we will be right back after this break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, and we are back here at the Lotus Place, and we were just reviewing the article on the two young ladies that were found. I think they found one of them with a bullet to the head, which is just horrible. I mean, any type of death like that, violent death, is horrible. But I'm just thinking this was a young girl filing her lawsuit in Flint because they were poisoned. And this happened in front of a baby. And so the two young women, I mean, they're teenagers. Let me just say that.
Who wrote that article?
This is Ridley, Gary Ridley. Gary, R-I-D-L-E-Y, Ridley, Ridley.
Oh, well, the reason I was wondering, you know, when I was listening to that article, it said a one-year-old unarmed. Like, a one-year-old? Why did they find it necessary to say a one-year-old was in there unarmed?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, pardon me. My apologies.
Oh, I mixed that up. Okay.
And unharmed. No, I did say unarmed. And
okay, I'm sorry. I was getting
twisted. I'm saying you have me thinking about black on black crime, black on
a baby. Why was
you're right, walking around with a gun, the baby walking around. You know, yeah. All this mess. Okay. This is craziness. So right. And unharmed. one-year-old child.
Okay, well, you know, my hearing is not good. I could have misheard that.
I don't know if I said unarmed. I may have said unarmed child. I mean, like yeah. Malcolm said, these people here, you thinking that we the enemies. Like, well, we the culprits.
I know.
Shoot. The baby got a gun. They coming in, the police trying to say to mama, the baby got a gun. You know, God, dog. So, let me see. Bell's case and others was filed in the Genesee Circuit Court. However, they were transferred to the U.S. District Court on a motion from one of the defendants, engineering company Lockwood, Andrews, and Newman. However, an Ann Arbor U.S. District Judge, Corbett O'Meara, ruled April 13th that Bell's case should return to the state court, claiming it lacked jurisdiction, to hear the case. Stern said the case will continue, and a representative will be appointed for Bell's child. The ruling also forced the other 63 cases to be returned to state court. Just toying with these people. Flint police say that they have a person in custody in connection with the slaying of Bell and Reed. No charges have yet been filed.
Well, the bottom line is, okay, the rest of you 60 people, we have assassinated her. You keep pushing this, we're going to assassinate you too.
Mm-hmm.
It's to frighten people. It's to scare people. And the very odd thing to me is that if, in fact, you frighten and scare people, do those people understand that they're on death row as it is with what they've done to their health with this water? And so therein lies the crux. I hope they don't get afraid and start disappearing and not following through with what they've already started because of this.
And I would hope the same thing, but sometimes I think that people, they do become timid and have some trepidation about taking steps like that, especially when they know that their lives or someone they love, life may be on the line.
These
people are wicked. They are wicked. And I don't trust them. And it's sad. Keep up the fight, Flint. I need to try to get back out there. You know, in several schools, I think like 19 schools in Detroit, the water tested for high levels of lead. And they were telling those people the same thing as they were telling the people in Flint. Oh, it's nothing to be concerned about. It's okay. And I knew when I was in Detroit, I kept saying this water is doing something to my skin. I can feel it. It would burn. It was hard. It was an awful feeling. It was an awful, awful feeling. But no. Water is supposed to be clean. They tell people water's clean. Have some of the best water. Tested positive. So, all right. Let's see. Let's get back to some health and healing for now. And let's see. Let's listen to. I think on the last show, we started wrapping it up with speaking on fibroid tumors. But before we go into fibroid tumors, I think I want to share this one more on Dr. Sabi and his case.
How does Dr. Sabi spell his name, Ashira?
It is S-E-B-I. S-E-B-I. Dr. Sabi. And this is a clip when he's speaking about his court case.
Oh. I was arrested in New York. Why? All right. The Maya is empire. Did they go to school?
No.
So why is it that we always seem to put school in front? Why is it that we always seem to think that we need to read books to enhance our journey? Well, I didn't.
Anybody asked you?
I disliked school. Yes, I did. But my grandmother that raised me was a very understanding woman. You see, many people don't know as to how is it that this one man, Dr. Xavier Brother, is curing AIDS. Well, if I had read books and I had gone to school, I would not have been able to cure AIDS. Because those that went to school, which are the physicians, do they cure AIDS?
No.
Do they cure diabetes?
No.
Did they go to school?
Yeah.
What do I have that is so different? In the past 450 years since the brothers from Africa, our anthropologists, our historians, our revolutionaries, they never talk about the very important thing that was supposed to be addressed, our diet. So now, in the last 450 years, the Western medicine has been prevailing. What do they say? When you are sick, you have a germ, a virus, or a bacteria, which is the cause of your manifestation of disease. That's what they say. A germ, a virus, or a bacteria. Oh, yeah? Well, if you have identified the cause of disease, how come you're not curing anything? I said, no. It's mucus. There's only one disease. Never two. And don't be afraid. I told that to the Supreme Court of New York when I was arrested in 1988. I was arrested in New York. Why? I was arrested in New York. Why? I was arrested in New York. Why? Well, after I put my compounds together, I cured some people in L.A., I quit my job. Everybody said I was a fool because quitting a job making over $2,500 a month in 1980. And I was a bachelor. They say, you're crazy. Why? You have walked the earth. I say, I'm going to cure every disease in the world. You ain't going to cure anything. Shut up. I said, okay, I quit my job and I'm curing the diseases. Now what? I came to you. After I had cured 5 AIDS patients, 10 diabetics, about 15 sickle cells, about 4 blind, I decided to go brave on this stuff. I put it in the Amsterdam News, the Village Voice, and the New York Post. AIDS has been cured. When the Attorney General saw that, he sent to tell me to remove the ad. I sent back and asked the man, why should I remove the ad? He got very angry and sent me to the Consumer's Affairs to see another white man named Mr. Fitzgerald. He said, well, are you the author of this ad that claims that AIDS has been cured? I said, yes. I want you to remove it. So why should I always hear people telling me to do things and yet not giving me a reason? So I said, sir, why should I remove the ad? He said, because I said so. I said, oh boy, we have a little problem. A small little problem, sir. He said, what is the problem? The problem is that the only person in the universe, and that's including the Virgin Mary, to tell me to do something, I would do it. It's not the Virgin Mary nor you. It happens to be my mama. See, when my mama tells me to do something, I'm not going to question her. But if the Virgin Mary or you tell me to do something, I'm going to ask you why. Why do I have to remove the ad? He said, because I said so. I said, well, the ad stayed in the paper. I went to my office. February 9th, it's a Monday night. I got a call on 8 o'clock, right around this time. I see you haven't removed the ad. I say, I have a sneaky feeling that you're going to tell me why I should remove it. She said, I see you in hell. The next day, I was arrested. Practicing medicine without a license. Selling products that are approved by the FDA. And claiming to cure AIDS and other diseases, which is a fraudulent claim. But let me tell you something. The white man won. Why he won? I won the case. I proved that I cure AIDS. But he won. Because he knows that you would never believe it. That is where the white man won. And to substantiate my claim, when I won the case, the night that I went to get the verdict, there was no black people there. There was a bunch of white people there. The Park Slope papers came to me. The white man sent that to me. Dr. Sabe, you mind if I ask a question? I said, no. Where are the black newspapers? Tonight you have set a precedent. This is the first time in the United States government or the country in which someone stood up against the American Medical Association and went. Where are the black newspapers? I said, I don't know. Where are the black leaders? I don't know. I don't even care. I did it for me, not for the public. I want to show the world what a black man could do. The white man said, well, I'm going to write about it. And you put it in the Park Slope paper. Herbalist cure AIDS. Dr. Sabe, natural cure for AIDS and more use food, not drugs. A white man did that. I went to Saigon. I went to Jesse Jackson. I went to Al Sharpton. I went to Maddox. I went to Mason. I went to Ben Jokinen. None of them have. They prefer to see you dead. I'm going to travel across the continent because I said they have abandoned me in America. I went to Africa. I went to Sierra Leone. They looked at me like I was stupid. I went to Ghana. They didn't want to hear it. I went to Zimbabwe. No, I went to Tanzania. The ambassador looked at me and he talked a whole bunch of stuff. He went on to talk about spirituality and the ghost and the spirit. I said, I want to go home. I went to Zimbabwe. I went to see Dr. Parinyatwa. I said, Dr. Parinyatwa, I don't want to be disappointed, but if I am disappointed, I would understand. He said, what do you have to Zimbabwe? I said, I cure AIDS. I cure diabetes. I cure sickle cell. I cure blindness. Here is the proof. He said, I think about it. I said, fine. I came back to America, never to look back at Africa. This may sound bad to you. Oh, yes, it does sound bad, isn't it, that I'm an African by heritage. And that the one place that I should rescue from the grasp of disease should be Africa. Am I right? That is our mother. But when you go to Africa and you talk to an African leader, he look at you like a stupid. How do you think I see you? I went to South Africa to see Mr. Mandela. And the rest of them. The other day when I saw Mandela sitting there in his big chair, I saw the biggest fool in the world. Why? Because he's lying. He's straight out lying. Why do I miss it to blatant statement? Because I know I'm saying the truth. He's lying. Because I went to South Africa. I went to his ministry. And he too rejected. I went to Oprah Winfrey. She rejected. WWRL, they said, don't interview this man. WNIB, they called him and said, don't you interview this man. So who do I turn to? My mother told me, because my mother's still alive. She's 90. I'm 70. She's 20 years older than me. She had me when she was 20. She said, son, look, let me tell you something. Shut up. You told me 5 years ago that the black race has been drugged with glucose, and you want them to listen to you. You want black people to listen to you when they ate glucose and continue to do so. What is glucose? Glucose is a chemical that would change your thinking pattern. It intercepts and confounds the hypothalamus in your brain. That's what sugar does. That's what starch does. We see it in Africa. Right in Nigeria, you have Igbos, Hausa, and Yoruba. You think they get along? That's just in one country, right? We're not going to talk about Susu and Fulani. They like to take each other's throat. Why is that? When we're brothers and sisters, something must have gone wrong, isn't it? What went wrong was that we were unaware that the stuff that he gave us to eat was undermining our thinking. We are beautiful people. We are loving people. Sure, we are. All of us are. And we're smart. I'm not smarter than you. How could I be smarter than you when I carry the same amount of gene cells in my brain as you carry? I'm not smarter than you. I just have a message, because some of you have a message that I don't have. I don't have the message for everything. Is it? Do I know everything? The answer is no, but I cure diseases. And we need that now, isn't it? Right. But we need bricklayers. We need clothes makers. We need all these art and crafts to enhance life and to protect our own existence. Am I right?
Right.
Thank you very much. Either I know or I don't know.
All right, and that was Dr. Sperry speaking on his case. And what do you think about that? He said he took his proposals to people like Oprah and other people that just rejected his findings and didn't want to promote him or didn't believe in him enough to want to support and tell the world. And these people had various platforms. I mean, but when you come up with something, I guess so extraordinary as cures, you will have people that are skeptical. I want to hear what your thoughts are. What do you think? You think that maybe people think that he's a quack, or he doesn't know what he's talking about, or do you just not want to get involved because this, you're speaking about, basically, when you come up with a cure, let me unmute you. I see, huh? I apologize. I had you muted there. When you come up with a cure, like, for something like cancer or AIDS, you're talking about the elimination of a lot of different charities.
Well, I think it's all of them.
Uh-huh.
But I think also you're trying to topple. They look at it as a threat because you're trying to stop the protocol that the American Medical Association has put out there, and everything is set. Everything is set pattern, and these structures are in place to not necessarily heal everybody, but to be able to manipulate and control and to, you know, pass the money around and get it to whomever they please.
They care about their bottom line.
What they want to do is to make sure that, just like all of those, the homeopathic doctors were, several of them were, were assassinated and murdered, and just like the young lady in Flint, assassinated. These are not happenstances, and I would even flip back to, Prince. His throat was slit.
And his throat was slit?
They would never come out with that one. They would never. And he's cremated, but
that's
what's out there. Let's get rid of this right quick. And, the people make deals and tell people, it's going to be a real long investigation, just like the pastor over there at North Carolina, that the nation's Ford pastor, talking about, he was accidentally shot while cleaning his gun. Well, we do a long investigation. This is gonna, they convince people that, this is what happened. And
wait a minute, hold on now. You said, wait a minute now, Prince's throat was slit. I hadn't heard that, mother.
Won't hear it, and you won't hear it, and you won't hear it. But that's kind of what's out there.
But
you'll never hear it.
In his song "Let's Go Crazy," he speaks about don't ever let the elevators take you down. And I heard that he was afraid of elevators, or he had some type of fear or phobia or something, felt indifferent about elevators. But so he had an elevator in the Paisley Park studio, apparently, because that's where they found him.
Yeah, so they say. You know, you can't believe anything these people tell us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, unless you kind of see it with your own eyes, you just can't, because they're not...
Mm-hmm.
They can't be trusted. They can't be trusted.
Let me.
That's what's in the atmosphere, and you won't hear it anywhere else. If you believe what they tell you, you're just out of luck.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very, very skeptical about what I read. I have to research it. Just because it's on the internet does not mean that it's true. And just because CNN or MSNBC says it does not mean that it has to have any facts.
Well, chances are it isn't. It's just these people can put a spin on anything in this whole world, and you'll be believing it. And you look around, you'll be saying, well, did I really do that? You think, let me see. Because this propaganda
that
goes on, you know.
Uh-huh.
And when people are threatening, just like you're saying, the FBI telling teachers to watch these children that don't agree with what's, I mean, you know, that's a step above things there now.
This is an article referencing what you were speaking about, the holistic health doctors. Now, this was written in, July 15, 2015. Five holistic health doctors found dead in 4 weeks. Five more go missing after run-ins with feds. Over the past month, five natural health doctors have either mysteriously died or been intentionally killed, with another five having gone missing under unexplained circumstances. As we previously reported, the curious death began on June 19th when Dr. Jeff Bradstreet, a renowned autism researcher in Florida, now practicing in Georgia, was found with a gunshot wound to his chest. Police were quick to claim that the gunshot wound was self-inflicted, ruling the death a suicide almost immediately. The doctor's family suspects foul play, with family members setting up a donation page in an effort to find the answers to many questions leading up to the death of Dr. Bradstreet, including an exhaustive investigation into the possibility of foul play. The next suspicious death came only days later on Father's Day, June 25th, when Dr. Bruce Hedendahl, D.C. PhD of the Miami area, was found slumped over in his car with no indication as to cause of death. You know, this is ridiculous. The details regarding Hedendahl's death are even murkier than that of Bradstreet, with very few details being released. He was reported to be extremely fit and had actually been doing an athletic event earlier in the day before being found dead. Raising the level of suspicion surrounding these doctors' deaths was the fact that both had previously run into problems with the feds due to their holistic treatment of patients. I don't blame Dr. Sagan. I would stay out of America, too. I stay wherever I am, because they'll do something with you over here trying to heal people. They want us to all be sick. Just weeks prior to Bradstreet's death, his office was raided by the Food and Drug Administration. On the same day that his body was found, Dr. Baron Holt, D.C., was found dead in Florida. colt died unexpectedly while on a trip to Jacksonville, Florida. Although the 33-year-old Holt had been struggling with recent health issues, none were thought to be life-threatening. As if three dead doctors in the same field, in the same region of the country, and in such a short time span didn't already raise red flags, Dr. Teresa Sivers, another natural health doctor from Florida, was brutally murdered in her home on June 29th. Co-workers have said that she was known as the Mother Teresa of South Florida. Isn't that something? They said that this was not a random attack, but a targeted event, and that when the details are revealed, books and movies will be written about it. Then on July 1st, Lisa Riley, 34, residing in Lee County, Georgia, was found murdered in her home with a gunshot wound to the head. Her husband was originally suspected as he made the call to 911 to report her death, but many feel as though he's being framed. Let's see. June 26th, Dr. Patrick Fitzpatrick, MD, goes missing. He was traveling from North Dakota to neighboring Montana, which he did often as his son lived in Montana, and his truck and trailer were found on the side of the road. He vanished without a trace. June 29th, Jeffrey Whiteside, MD, a pulmonologist, went missing when he simply walked away. He just walked away from his, just walked away. He was known for his successful treatment of lung cancer. He disappeared in Door County, Wisconsin, while vacationing with his family. They say he was on foot and had no vehicle, and numerous reports call it mysterious, saying he too vanished without a trace. I mean, they literally made them just, they disappeared these people. Just disappeared them. You're listening to The Lotus Place, and we will be right back with our health and healing session. We'll take a break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, and you're listening to us here at the Lotus Place radio show tonight, and we are having our health and healing series talking about black health. Why do so many black men have diabetes? Why are so many black women having fibroid tumors? Is it linked to what we're putting on our bodies? And what is happening with the holistic alternative natural practicing, organic, mineral using doctors, what is happening with them being found dead or disappeared and missing, being found mysteriously slumped over in their cars or just disappearing mysteriously while on family vacations. So we're reading this article here, and it says here also, just to pick up where we left off, speaking about, was it two or three doctors that just came up missing, two doctors missing, three of them found dead. Let's see. On the same day that Dr. Bradstreet's body was found on June 19th, three medical professionals along a remote stretch of highway in Mexico's southwest Guerrero state vanished without a trace. authorities insisted that the man had been killed, but offered no credible evidence to back up the claim. There's a systematic nature in which these doctors end up either missing or are found dead. Yes, it is. Just something very serious, very suspicious, rather, about the young lady, the teenager. Let me stop. The teenager, because she was still a teen, 19, being shot in the head after filing this lawsuit in Flint. And then Prince, who has gone through the struggles of trying to teach us how to be free and teach other musicians how to own your music and not be a slave, was found in the elevator, so they tell us, of his home, Paisley Park. Peace be upon Prince. I thought you're still there with us.
I am.
So, those doctors, I mean, it just sounds...
Is that amazing or not?
Yes.
Unbelievable. And guess what? It never made national news.
This should make national news. The young lady in Flint should be national news.
It hasn't. I haven't. Yay.
Well... And his home was raided by the FDA. Why is the FDA raiding his home? What's that all about?
Well, that's what they do. They get a whole entourage of government agencies dealing with you. And then it just kind of, they spiral on out, and it's called targeting.
Certainly
you target a person, and that's what happens.
Well, it's a sad day when you have the ability to develop cures for people, and that's not what the health industry wants. That's not, well, I'm not even going to call them the health industry. They're about the sick industry. And they want to keep people, you have these groups of people that want, that thrive off of people being sick. They profit from other people's illnesses and misery. That's their game, though. They always have operated like that. Another one of their little schemes and scams. I just have to say it. I have to call it what it is. I want to play this one about the hair products again. I want to pick back up on this because I think this is really, really affecting a lot of women. I'm so glad to see that more people are releasing themselves from being a slave to relaxers, because I know how that can be. I mean, but we as women, we just become a slave to our hair anyway. Even when you have natural styles, you're always trying to fix it this way, do it that way. You have to twist it down or go have it twisted or whatever, go this, that. You still have all of this that we have to do with our hair. It's just our hair. We're just obsessed with our hair, so many of us. But
that's kind of a brainwashing sense on this whole beauty industry and cosmetic industry. Because you need to have all the different things and products that will
do that, give you that effect. Yeah, it's all
gorgeous.
You want it straight, or you want it more curly, you want the curls longer, you want the curls this way or that way, not too tight, not too loose, or It's kind of
that outside beauty piece that you need to get away from and just, you know, be clean and look neat and get into the inner beauty. I know that's a stretch. They've gone too far to turn that one around.
Yeah. I mean, even somebody like me, and I like to think that I have some pretty decent self-esteem. It used to be a lot higher than what it is now. But still, even for me, I still find myself trying to make sure I look a certain way and be a certain way and present myself a certain way. And, oh, you know, well, let me see. Oh, how's my hair look? You know, it's always that, oh, I bought some mascara today. Oh, I need some mascara. I mean, just simple things like that. We just do all of these things. And for what? Why do we, I mean, why? But, I mean, we just want to look pretty.
You bought into what looks beautiful. You bought into the industry. You bought into the whole, you know, the nine yards, the whole line and sinker, hook, line, and sinker.
But, you know, but now African women have always pretty much, well, groups of African women have been into kind of like the whole beauty thing, like Queen of Sheba and Cleopatra with their makeup and berries and all of that and the extravagant hairstyles.
They weren't using chemicals. They were using natural products, part of nature. See, and that's our problem now. We're not using those that are natural, and that's why it's such a cancerous situation for women and girls now, because cosmetics are full of carcinogens. The breast cancer is way up. Uterine cancer is way up.
A lot of the clothes that we wear too contribute, because we're wearing these tight jeans, mixing materials. You know, in the Bible now,
there's a lot of synthetic cloth materials. Polyesters.
The polyesters and the nylon. And all, we should really stick to natural fibers like cotton or hemp, something like that.
And when you use cotton stuff, you have to be careful about what cotton stuff you're buying, because some of the cotton now, it's cotton that's been produced in a way that they have the insecticides built already in it. The cotton doesn't have the insect infestation. And it's just like one big experiment. So you get a hold of some of that cotton that has been genetically modified at the outset with pesticides in it. Now you're wearing pesticides on yourself and you think it's cotton that's safe. And so you have to be just really, really on your toes now and see what's happening with stuff.
Because, you know, just like what you're saying, even when you try to have more natural products incorporated into your life and your home, it's just so much that we're bombarded with, like even some of the fruits and vegetables, like the watermelons now, they don't have seeds in them. It's not even a natural watermelon. So even when you try or think you're having something healthy or something that wouldn't necessarily harm you, it's not even a real food. It's a genetically modified piece of something. So, and I guess more women, we used to wear maybe the cotton underwear, and now we're wearing the nylons and the different the clothes and material are coming across borders, and they're sprayed with chemicals. And if you don't wash all of that stuff good before you put it on your body, I've seen how some women start having these different rashes and things like that. So be careful.
And anything you buy, you always wash. You should wash it first. Everything you buy, you should wash it. Any linen, you should wash it before you use it on your bed. Underwear, undergarments. If you don't wash them first, it's gonna be a little bit of trouble for you, because like you said, you not only have the pesticide stuff on it, you also have the fire retardant chemicals that are there just lingering on it, and they're carcinogens as well. Irritant to the skin.
I remember a while back I read an article about, you know, that smell that you smell when you open up one of those new, like, plastic shower curtain liners, if you get one of those plastic ones. That smell and that chemical, whatever that they spray on there, that is carcinogenic, including that lining that they have your clothes wrapped in when you pick your clothes up from the cleaner. So always take that off.
That smell is a petroleum. That's a petroleum product. It's just all of these oil-based petroleum products our petrochemicals are very carcinogenic.
Okay.
And they're everywhere.
Everywhere. No. Everywhere. All right. So that's why we have to try to take in some things that will repel all of this. And you know what? Speaking of which, I have my Himalayan salt crystal lamp that repels negative. No. It brings in the negative ions. So it repels all the radiation, like it comes from the laptops and the TV and the phone. Yeah, and I'm trying to see. I think I am beginning to feel a little more relaxed. I wasn't so stressed out with this move and everything. I probably could really feel the effects of it. But I keep it on. It's right on my nightstand. And so I'll be giving a report on how I'm feeling. I think it's great. I talked to a friend of mine that has one, and he said he just absolutely loves his. He's definitely benefiting from the Himalayan salt crystal lamp. Wasn't that expensive either. I love
and
it.
You
I'm
know what?
Get a few more.
Yeah, speaking of your lamp, you don't even want to begin to start trying to understand what all this electromagnetic fields are causing us, all this Wi-Fi we got running all over the place. This is going through our bodies as well, which is going to cause and has caused some people some problems and to be very sensitive to it. And it's an issue.
It's an issue.
You know,
I didn't think about the Wi-Fi. And here lately, I have been shutting down my laptop because I used to just keep it up at night and like let my little sleep YouTube music play. But
yeah, and even the satellites that come into the homes through the TV, you know, like you said, the dish TV, all of these things are strong electromagnetic waves we can't see. They haven't begun to do the studying around those kinds of issues yet that they know the effects of what, you know, is happening, and probably some of the problems, some of the hypertension and actions of the children.
Yes. Yep. Certainly. I tell you, I would really like to just follow some of the children in Flint right now for like the next 20 years just to see their development. But I know that they're going to do well, but I still would like to just, like, follow them. Just follow their life.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're doing. They'll be following them, testing them. They have files on all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
It is a big experiment. Started out that way. That's what they were doing it intentionally. It's not just about that. It's also a big experiment. It's just like another Tuskegee experiment.
Another Tuskegee. That's what it is. Oh, that's just the lead on the black people now. Let's see how this works. All right, let's get into some fibroid tumors and how to shrink them. So let's share this clip about sisters and are the hair products giving us any type of health issues?
Greetings, everyone. This is Curtis Duncan, a.k.a. Dr. C, checking in with you. Wanted to talk about something serious here and explain why many of the black hair care products is giving black women fibroids. Now, I know it's something that a lot of black women are afflicted with, and and even the movie Good Hair talked about some of the dangers associated with using many different hair care products, and sodium hydroxide, et cetera. But this is something that I've been researching lately, the exposure, particularly for many African-American women, to these synthetic xenoestrogens and how they just wreak havoc on the female body. If you know anything about, if you know anything about estrogen, you know, your body has natural estrogen in your body. When you put excess estrogen in your body, particularly from synthetic hormones like birth control pills, and some of these estrogenic chemicals that are in the environment, which are basically everywhere, from pesticides to chemicals found in plastics, then you have a situation where women is going to develop breast cancer, have have endometriosis, fibroids, all types of issues that come as a result of estrogen dominance. And if you, that's all fibroids is. It's a disease of estrogen dominance, which is caused by primarily by the diet, stress, and a host, and being exposed to the environmental chemical synthetic estrogens. And black hair care products tend to be something that a lot of black women use a lot of very frequently, and these tend to be heavy in many many estrogenic chemicals. There's a study that I posted in the description box which details this. It talks about breast cancer, but as I said, I'll post another link in the description box. Fibroids is a disease of estrogen dominance. So we have to take this into consideration. We look at all, the rise of fibroids and all these other diseases amongst black women. They're just being exposed to very high levels of these estrogen-mimicking chemicals via diet and beauty products, because that's something that, is not widely discussed. A lot of people know about diet and all the dangers of that, but, we don't really discuss all the dangers in deodorants and all this other stuff. So it's something to really consider. Many of these xenoestrogens that are found in black hair care products, and they also put placenta in it, which also contributes to estrogen dominance. Placenta is, from a baby, but doesn't, necessarily belong in your body, particularly in continuous amounts. Then that will increase your risk of estrogen dominance and diseases of that, which include fibroids. So that's something that, is not widely discussed, but just know, ladies, that, all those hair care products out there, you find that many of those quote-unquote black hair care shops are toxic, they're garbage, and it'd be wise if you avoided them. But just know that fibroids is a very easy disease to heal from. It can be easily cured through, a change in diet, managing your stress levels. And definitely avoiding all these environmental estrogens, and also boosting your liver functioning. And my book, A Woman's Guide to Herbs, has an abundance of natural remedies for fibroids and also herbs that can help boost your liver functioning, because your liver is responsible for moving all of the excess estrogen from your body and all these estrogenic chemicals that, so many of us are being exposed to, men and women. It's just amazing the amount of chemicals, estrogen mimicking chemicals, people are being exposed to these days, and it really wreaks havoc. Really wreaks havoc on a female's body more so than a man's. It does cause some very noxious health effects in men too, but it's really, really dramatic for women because they have fatty tissue in their breast, and those chemicals tend to be stored there, and have fatty tissue in their ovaries, so it causes some really harmful diseases. So just know, ladies, that particularly black women, that if you're dealing with all these hair care products, they're toxic, and be best to avoid them. So if you want information on curing fibroids or healing from it, feel free to reach out to me. Something I've done a lot of research on, because I know a lot of women who are afflicted by it, but it's a very easy disease to heal from. Just change your diet, managing your stress, and avoiding all these xenoestrogens, which I have thoroughly researched within the past couple of years now. So feel free to reach out to me. Thanks again for everything. Share this video with others. It's very important, dealing with our black female health here. But just know that, yes, you'd be better off just using another more natural hair care products in your head. So thanks again. Take care.
In Health Works tonight, first it was the Brazilian blowout. Now hair relaxers used by millions of women are under fire.
Sally McDonald is here to break it all down. Sally?
Yeah, what are we sacrificing for our hair? That is the big question. New research suggests that women's reproductive health could be at risk.
Step in any salon and you smell it. chemicals.
More than 70% of our business comes from skin relaxers.
At the beauty bar, Audrey Smith is here for her treatment.
We all feel great when we have our hair done.
For decades, Smith's been getting a relaxer to keep her hair straight without giving much thought to possible risks.
Not much, you know, and if I did, I figured it was minimal.
We've never had any client come in and say, oh, my doctor has said that I need to stop getting relaxers.
Sure, there have been warnings about hair products.
And then...
even from comedian Chris Rock. His documentary Good Hair shows a soda can that disintegrates after being submerged in chemicals for several hours.
So that can's got a good perm.
That can's got a good perm.
But now a new study from Boston University finds evidence linking hair relaxer to uterine fibroid tumors and early puberty.
It used to be a joke that beauty suffers, but not to the point where, not to the point of death.
Tamika Fletcher owns Natural Resources, a salon catering to girls and women embracing the trend of natural hair.
This is the worst.
Fletcher says her scalp used to look like these pictures, full of chemical burns and bald spots.
You know, this is one of the few industries that's not regulated by the FDA. And so if you have the wild, wild west of, you know, hair care products, everybody's kind of claiming what they want to claim without having to prove efficacy.
Hair relaxers are used by millions of black women, but now there is new research that shows that the chemicals used in the product may be dangerous to female health. There's fear that repeated use can trigger early puberty in young girls and could be linked to uterine fibroids. So we're on your side with what the experts say and how you can protect yourself.
My ring still there?
Actor and comedian Chris Rock made the comedy movie Good Hair, showing what black women do for a certain look.
Relax is the chemical that will take a black woman's hair from this and change it into this.
It's kind of like a torture session.
Could you tell us how dangerous relaxer is?
Sodium hydroxide will burn through your skin.
While the flick is funny,
this will last Prince about a month.
The reality might not be. I stopped in at Kay Brown's hair gallery where we found Catherine.
I guess it is tough to manage coarse hair. So the relaxer, it helps you, you know, maintain.
Catherine got her first relaxer at 9 years old.
I didn't like the straightening comb as much because my mother would burn my ears and everything. So it was exciting, and my hair was so bouncy and flowy, and it lasted so long.
But scientists from Boston University fear that millions of black women have possibly been exposing themselves to several harmful chemicals that can affect their health. Flawless salon stylist Alan Payson agrees.
If a chemical is almost like it's burning the hair pretty much to straighten it out. So, you know, anything with chemicals on your hair is pretty much bad.
A study in the American Journal of Epidemiology linked hair relaxers to uterine fibroid tumors in women and early puberty in young girls. Scientists followed more than 23,000 black women and found that the 2 to 3 times higher rate of fibroids among black women may be connected to chemical exposure through scalp lesions and burns resulting from relaxers. And more research shows women who got their first period before the age of 10 were also more likely to have fibroids, and early menstruation may come from hair products black girls are using. You might agree with the study.
I think I might agree with it.
We took the study to doctors. Dr. Jennifer Tropez-Martin, OBGYN from Tulane University, is not convinced.
These products are not regulated by the FDA, so we don't know how much of these components are in these products, what their true effect is onto the body.
Tropez-Martin says so far there is only an association rather than a proven link between relaxers, early puberty, and fibroids.
And the reality is that African-American women have a higher prevalence of developing fibroids throughout their lifetime. By the age of 50, it's more like 82% will have some form of fibroid, be it symptomatic or not, versus Caucasian women, which is more like in the 60th percentile.
Shop owner Christy Brown says most of her clients who have fibroids get relaxers.
So many products have sodium hydroxide in it. How could you narrow it down to one relaxer?
She's not convinced there's a link between the two, but is cautious not to expose children.
So I don't believe in putting relaxers in little girls' hair at all. I won't do it at all. I just won't do it.
For Ellen Kruger from Auctioner, if black women are prone to getting fibroids anyway, how can they be connected to one product?
it's very hard to pick out what exactly is causing that and how the hair care products contribute. Dr. Kruger points to harmful chemicals like sodium hydroxide or lye and phthalates, which are found in several relaxers. But any chemical that affects estrogen and hormones is cause for alarm.
The association that they found gives us a maybe, but there are so many other things that we use that might be as dangerous or more dangerous.
So to avoid problems, the experts that I talk to say consider using organic products. Also be mindful of chemicals in the products that you use, and it's a good idea to consult a doctor before putting harsh chemicals on a child. Scott.
Okay, and those were a few clips speaking about the possible link between hair relaxers and products that we're using causing cancers in our bodies. And I believe it. I believe research. I believe, now that's one thing I believe that medical journal reported. I believe they told the truth on that, because I actually read that article, and it spoke about how it's like about maybe about an inch, I believe. Well, let me just go back. Let me walk this back. So after several autopsies were performed on black women, let me open up your mic. Hot. There you go.
One of the things is you can take any one chemical out of the ingredients on any box, and you could link it back to it being a cancer-causing agent. I don't care. I don't understand why they are. Well, I do understand, because they've bought into this whole idea around, unless it's research, we can't do it. Well, you've already researched some stuff.
Yeah.
And the stuff you've not researched, you already know any chemical is just going to be harmful to your body, especially these man-made chemicals, every one of them, all of them, the formaldehyde. All you have to do is look, see
the
what...
Formaldehyde is in the nail polish.
Find one of the ingredients. Do your research on it. It gives you, and you get one of those material safety data sheets, MSD sheets, and it'll tell you everything about that product, the flash point, you know, when it'll catch on fire. It'll tell you everything about that product, all of the ingredients in that product. And it tells you right there on the material data sheet.
Right there.
What
and when we come back,
you need
break,
to know what to do with.
Yeah, we need to take a quick break, and we're going to pick right back up then. I want to share some information about a class action lawsuit against a company that produced a product that I know many of us have used and used on somebody. So we'll be right back after this, and I want to come right back to what you were speaking of, Icy Hot, about reading reading the ingredients. I mean, I used to be meticulous about that. I would just sit down and read the ingredients and look them up. My lotions, my soaps, shampoos, and it was just horrifying.
Even our food. You need all that stuff in there? For what?
Mm-hmm. For what? Let's take a quick break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
All right, and as you were speaking, I said, hi, if you just take your little pen and paper and just write down some of those ingredients that's in your lotion, that lauryl sulfate in your shampoo that make it bubble up, carcinogenic. That stuff will, and people wonder, you know, oh,
why am I so sensitive? I can't use that because my skin's so sensitive. I remember when I started using shea butter, and I would try to tell people about shea butter, and I would mix it up in little jars and try to introduce people to shea butter. It's all natural, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I can't use it. Oh, my skin's sensitive. But you use all that crap that Walgreens sell in the store that really is what has you thinking your skin is sensitive. Yeah, you mess your skin up from using all that crap. You know, so it's a struggle trying to pull people out of that mentality when we're all stuck on just thinking that everything that's on the shelves is something that we should purchase and buy and it's good for us. Mm-hmm. So, Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. Have you heard about that class action lawsuit? What? Another woman was awarded some money, I think this week. And, so, Johnson's baby powder, one of the most popular products containing talcum powder, may increase a risk of ovarian cancer when used for feminine hygiene. Hundreds of lawsuits and class actions have already been filed, including one case that ended in a $72 million injury award in February 2016. I need to get up on this little lawsuit right here because I think that baby powder caused a rash on me. Because I do like to sprinkle baby powder on my sheets. And I need to maybe get in on this little lawsuit right here. So the Smith Firm PLLC is currently accepting baby powder induced injury cases in all 50 states. If you or someone you know has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. I don't have ovarian cancer, but I know one thing. If Johnson & Johnson knew that this could be harmful to our bodies and we've been using this on our babies, That's criminal. That is so criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we use Johnson & Johnson baby powder, and that Johnson & Johnson's shampoo, baby shampoo. That crap caused cancer. They were already sued about that, and now they're being sued about this baby powder. Now, these are products that we've been using on our babies for generations and generations. And it's crap. They know this crap caused cancer. Nothing but some junk.
And you know who uses it more than anybody, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Your cousin. A jury in St. Louis, Missouri has awarded $72 million to the family of a woman. This was February 2016. Awarded $72 million to the family of a woman who died of ovarian cancer after using baby powder for decades as a feminine hygiene product. Some studies suggested particles of talc can enter the vagina and travel to the ovaries. Oh, my God. So just be careful about what you're putting down there, too, ladies. And I use like that non-aluminum deodorant, too. I don't use the deodorant with the aluminum and all of that stuff in it. They said that stuff causes, research says that causes an early onset of Alzheimer's. So I don't use that, and also I don't use toothpaste or fluoride. I haven't used toothpaste or fluoride in years. I use like a basal toothpaste or a neem toothpaste or a clove toothpaste, something like that. But I don't use like Colgate. And I grew up using Colgate and Crest. And I think Crest was the first company that began to promote the use of fluoride in the toothpaste. I've had some kind of nasty connection. But yeah, Johnson & Johnson's baby powder class action lawsuit. Missouri residents brought them up in court, and people are winning. Let's see. So you can just, if you want to Google, if you think that you may have been affected by this, by Johnson & Johnson's talc, you need to get in on that lawsuit. Just Google Johnson & Johnson cancer lawsuit. It'll come up. pop right up. Speaking of which, I heard something on Armstrong Williams' show today, and I was just completely floored because I had forgotten. I remember Bill Clinton saying some horrible things about Barack Obama when Barack Obama was running for office. But Bill Clinton I had forgotten about this. I must have really put that in the back of my head. I almost can't quite remember. I remember him saying some terrible things, but I don't remember. Bill Clinton supposedly had said to Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, when he was trying to get him to endorse, Bill Clinton was hoping for Ted Kennedy to support Hillary Clinton in the nomination. Bill Clinton, and do you remember this? I saw Bill Clinton said that a few years ago, this guy, speaking of Barack Obama, would have been carrying our bag. He really got the side. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I remember that was several things that he said. I don't remember that one specifically, but he got into the race thing. It was some comment that he made to the effect of, it was like, basically, he's not one of us, meaning, he went there.
Yeah, I remember him going there.
He went there on that, I remember.
Very curious language.
White, you remember? He's not white, didn't say it like that, but that's what that's what it amounted to.
Yes. Right. I had to Google that, so I did find that little piece. But anyway, that's Bill Clinton. Let's see here. Let's get back into some of our health notes. How to shrink fibroid tumors. I wish that I knew about this when I had my fibroid tumor that was about as big as a grapefruit sitting in my stomach. And I was like, I can't have this thing sticking out of my stomach like this. I'm trying to have my stomach flat and look cute, back to the whole vanity thing, trying to look cute, If I had just been patient and maybe found someone like Dr. Sabi or some natural holistic practitioner, alternative medicine or something, then I would have been able to just shrink my fibroid tumor naturally without having to go into the hospital and have surgery and all of this craziness just so that these people can make money once again off your pain and suffering. So,
that's what they do. Make money off your pain and suffering. They want to send us all into surgery.
Let's see here. How to shrink foods that shrink fibroids. Let's have a listen.
Hey guys, so today I want to talk to you about foods that can help shrink fibroids. So I just wrote a list here of foods that can help shrink fibroids and things that you need to stay away from. So I'm going to read my little list here. Okay, that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at my list here. So the first thing you need to stay away from is chocolate. No more chocolate. Cocoa is a good substitute. 100% raw cocoa, that's a good substitute. No dairy. I'm going to be sharing some recipes. No meats with hormones, beef, chicken, whoa. So stay away from hormones. Stay away from meats that have hormones in it. No soy, no gluten, no processed foods. Sugar can be harmful, so stay away from the sugar as much as possible. No refined grains and additives. No caffeine, no trans fats, no vegetable oil. So those are the things that you really need to stay away from. Don't try to stay away from it. Just stay away from it, okay? Like me. Like, I stayed away from all this stuff except for sugar. But I've been doing really good with the sugar. Okay, I'm rambling. Let me get off. Okay. Eat as organic as you possibly can. Exercise is very important. Exercise daily. So you want to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. Greasy lean? Did I just say greasy lean? I mean leafy green vegetables, okay? Okay, so these are the things you want to eat. Raw vegan foods. Green tea is good. Make sure it has no caffeine in it. Dandelion tea, I heard, is great for shrinking fibroids. Drink lots of water. Garlic, cabbage, lettuce, green pepper, broccoli, kale, bok choy, I guess that's how you pronounce it, collard greens, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower sprouts. I guess sprouts and Brussels sprouts are different. I don't know. Whole rice, whole grains, raw nuts, seeds, almonds, pine. I'm not sure what the pine is. Sunflower, Brazil nuts.
And let me just pause there for a second. She said boy chow. Boy chow actually is like a Chinese green. And I tell you, if you don't feel like picking a humongous bunch of greens, like we have to pick our mustard or collard greens, get you a few stalks of that boy chow and just cook it. Onions, bell pepper, and some pepper. If you like garlic, maybe a little garlic or whatever you want to season it up with, put that little bok chow in a pot, and I'm telling you, in like 20 minutes, oh my God, the best green. I love it, love it, love it. All right, back to our video. I just had to share that with you.
That's alfalfa? I don't know. Barley, buckwheat, and watercress. So from my research, those are foods that I found that will help shrink fibroids and things that you need to stay away from. Other things that will also help is using all natural products, like stay away from chemicals, like body products, household cleaning products. Try to get natural products. Don't use anything. Sorry, another plane. That one's kind of cute. It's like that minty color, that green minty color in white. Oh, there's a thing also called green drink, which has like spirulina, I think it's called, and some other like nutrients or vitamins that you would get from leafy green vegetables. So yeah, don't use like household cleaning products with chemicals, from perfumes and products with parabens. Stay away from those. I'm going to be, you know, getting all that stuff out and making my own natural body products, making deodorants, lotions, soaps if possible. I haven't really seen any natural soap recipes. If you know of any, feel free to share those in the comments. Also, like, you could clean with vinegar, I know, and, you know, I'll just be looking for more, you know, natural recipes to make for my body and home cleaning products and things like that. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that information with you guys. I'll definitely be making more videos with helpful information on foods and things that can help shrink your fibroids and other things you could do that to help shrink your fibroids. So be sure you subscribe so you don't miss those videos. Leave a comment below. Let me know, you know, your experience with your fibroids, what you've been doing to shrink them, if you're going to start, you know, eating healthy and having a better diet to help shrink your fibroids. We can all share in the comments below each other's experience and things, you know, that have helped us. And just be support for each other. Yeah, be sure to subscribe, comment, give this video a thumbs up. Be sure to share this video with someone that you think it could be, you know, helpful to. Share this video with others that it can be helpful to. So thanks so much for watching, guys, and I'll catch you in another video soon. Bye.
Hotep African family, welcome to this lesson dedicated to healing. Healing, my brothers and sisters, is an essential element of life. You can't have life, you can't have prosperity without healing. Healing is an ancient African concept. Africans come from the forest, and the forest is constantly healing itself. You see the leaves during the fall, they fall into the ground, and then they're taken by the Midu nature, by the nature, they're transformed. There is a death, but there is also rebirth. Inside you, your body, there are cells that are dying every single day, but there are new cells being created every single day. But before I start this wonderful lesson dedicated to healing, I will ask my ancestors, I will ask our ancestors, and to you, I will ask your permission and the permission of our ancestors to deliver this lesson. Dua, African family. Dua, nature. Dua, African family. Healing, my brothers and sisters, is an ancient and essential element of life. But where does healing come from? How do we understand the concept of healing? How can we heal ourselves? Every time you have a question, my brothers and sisters, you go back to Africa. Africans are the most ancient culture, the most ancient people in the world. The entire universe is African. The entire universe is only understood by Africans. And then everybody else is trying to guess. You can have the most advanced technology in the world, but then if you go back to thousands of years ago, you will find the answers you are looking for. Answers already provided by Africans. Healing is a wonderful subject, and I'm very, very pleased to welcome to healing. In Africa, my brothers and sisters, to get deep into healing, we go into Africa. We go to Kemet. In Kemet, my brothers and sisters, we find inspiration, we find wisdom, which was collected from the Dogon people in Mali. In Kemet, we find Auset and Ausar, the most romantic couple in the history of the world. Ausar was killed by his brother Seth. Auset went looking for a husband. She collected several pieces, 13 pieces. She put them together, spent 70 days creating the first Sahu. European terminology is the mummy. So we have Auset and Ausar. A very beautiful romantic, a very beautiful couple, the queen and the king. Auset and Ausar and Seth, they are children of Nut, the nature that represents sky. And then from in the sky, we find a very important star. Because when Auset and Ausar, when they reunited, they ascended to heaven. They went into the sky. So they become stars. And that's why you have people, they're trying to become stars. That's why you have TV shows and radios and books that talk about stars. It's because when they died, they become the queen and the king of eternity. They went into heaven and they become stars. Ausar becomes a very, very bright star, the brightest star in the sky. In European terminology, is known as the Star of Sirius. You can find the star, it comes from the Dogon people here. So they become stars, and Auset become the brightest stars in the universe. You can go in the night sky, you can find the star, it still be seen today. We are talking about the eternal, but about immortality. After fall, when comes the winter, the star of Ausar disappears from the sky, and there is darkness, there is strife, there is mourning, there is death. The new season, the season of life, the season of transformation, the season of happiness was announced by the appearance of the star. The people of Kemet, the African people, they will spend 70 days. They will spend 70 days waiting, looking to the sky, looking for the star of Ausar, the brightest star in the entire universe. The 70 days are also connected to the 70 days in which Auset spent creating the first Sahu. So for 70 days, the people in Kemet, they waited for the appearance of the star of Ausar. And then at dawn, shortly before 6 a.m., the star will appear. And the star appearance represents the birth of a new year, the start of a new year. The story of Auset and Ausar was taken by Christians. They used the star and the Christmas day to announce the birth of Jesus Christ. But Christianity came thousands of years after Auset and Ausar were born. So the concept of Christianity was taken from this wonderful black African couple. And the star of Jesus Christ, the star that you have the shepherds going into in the Bible, is the star of Ausar. The star of Ausar announces the rebirth. The river, the happy river, also known as the River Nile in European terminology, there were floods. And then after the floods, there is life. Please remember that agriculture started in Africa. Al-Sar was the inventor of agriculture. And the new season is the season of life, the season of celebration, is the rebirth. To celebrate the new season, the people of Kemet, they have celebrations, festivals, music, dancing, merrymaking, there was lovemaking, writing, beautiful, beautiful days, festivals that will go on for months to celebrate. There is also a new season in your life. There is also a festival. My wonderful brothers, my wonderful, beautiful sisters, if you pay attention to the messages, if you open your heart and your soul to the messages, to the images, to the voices of your ancestors, you will become very clever. If you look at the word Al-Sar, is the mother, the father of the word star. So if you look outside, you will find the origins of the word star. Please remember that Africans created language, they invented writing, the Medu nature, mother nature. Pay attention to this. Inu Necheru, Necheru Nu. We are the Necheru. What our ancestors are telling us is that the star of Osar announces the rebirth, the start of a new season in your life. There are floods of emotions. There is the sun, Ra, coming to announce, to give you the opportunity. The end of the winter announces a new season, the rebirth. Darkness fades, light comes back again. Al-Sar, the star of Al-Sar announces a new life. The opportunity of a new, the rebirth, the new life. So star is a new life. And the challenge that we face as human beings, as a civilization, is that we are dominated by a civilization that is very aggressive, savage, criminal. They are constantly obsessed with killing, constantly obsessed with destroying.
Ooh, and I think we'll stop it right on that note, because that's something that I always say. I'm trying to stop being obsessed with all the death and destruction and focus on evolving more and happiness and peace. Not that I'm not being aware and cognizant of what is going on around me, but I just cannot let that consume me, because the television and all this propaganda and all this foolishness, all this Donald Trump mess is just crazy. And this Ben Carson with this Harriet Tubman should be on the back of Harriet Tubman should be on a $2 bill. And, you know, what did we used to say about the $2 bill? Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, let me see. I had to, let me unmute you, because I did want to see your comments. Yeah, I want to see your comments on the $2. And, you know, we used to always say, fake as a $2 bill, phony as a $2 bill. So why would you sit there and say that? She should be. And
no,
see,
well, that's
so totally
sad.
Yeah, I'm not aware that Andrew Jackson was still going to be, excuse me, on the back of the $2 bill, that murderer. So to put her face on one side and his face on the other side, I'm not feeling that at all. I'm telling
you, mean we still have to look at. You mean we still have to look at him?
Yes, yes, yes. And you know what? We need to have a little history lesson on Andrew Jackson. It's too late to do that now. We'd have to have a whole show, just or at least 30 minutes, to go through his savageness. But yes, so we still have to have him have his face on our currency. And while I was walking yesterday and I was just thinking about this whole ordeal, and I said, you know what, I'm not going to carry any more 20s. But I mean, hell, if I'm not going to carry any 20s, I might as well not carry any of it, because all of the people on there, you know what I'm saying? I said, for these people, I used to date this guy and he would always say that he was like, white people, they make sure you know their history. They have it in your face every day. In fact,
They got it right there in your pocket, and every day you got to deal with it. They telling you their history every single day. I mean, he used to wear that in the ground. So I can imagine what he's saying now about Harriet Tubman being on the face of the $2 bill. So, my goodness, if you missed the New Abolitionist show that came on before the Lotus Place show, the brothers were speaking about it. Definitely tune in to the New Abolitionist show, and definitely contribute to Black Talk Radio Network, Black Talk Media Project. We need your donations. So go on to the webpage and donate, would you please, so that we can be back on air with you. We appreciate you. And Mother had it just quickly before we close out. And so what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about her being on the $20 bill?
Well, I'm happy to get anybody that's of a different culture on the $20 bill or any dollar bill in this country, because there's not one anywhere.
Well,
and to be a black woman, that is for sure get down good. Now, they had not said that he was still being on there. They were taking him off. And then someone came up with that bright idea. I think during that conversation with Ben Carson, he's the one that said that, with him on the back and her on the front. You know, put both of them on there or something like that. That's what I heard. That says that to me. Was taking that picture.
And you know, hopefully it's not official then. Okay, then. Maybe I missed
the one thing.
That. You were saying the one thing?
That I thought was really interesting was that the lady on Fox News had him on. That's why I heard it at. And she was even kind of putting Dr. Carson down about, what do you mean a $2 bill?
Yeah.
Come on now. Crazy. Now we're talking about Fox News, white woman, black.
Uh-huh.
I said, Lord, we have just sunk to the levels of treachery. But he's trying to get on that ticket. He's trying to get on that ticket with Donald Trump. And I think that's still
more power to you, Ben Carson. I'm still not voting for you. All right, well, we'll be back on Friday, and thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us here at the Lotus Place. Thank you, Icy Hot, and everyone have a wonderful, prosperous day tomorrow. Peace and good night. Thank you.